This recording, England 83, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, and it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her down with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I'm originally from a town in Yorkshire in England called Skipton. I grew up, I spent 20 years there, and then I went to university to study law at Durham University, which was up north as well, near a place called Newcastle, full of Geordies. I did 3 years of law, and then I moved down to London and I decided to become a TV producer. And so, knowing no one in TV no friends or family or anything, so I bought the Radio Times, which is a bit like TV Week here, and I wrote to every producer of every show for a week's worth of shows, saying I love their show, even though I'd never seen it. And in 3 months later, I got a call from a talk show called Des and Mel, and they offered me some work for free. And so I worked on that and did that for a couple of weeks, and then I ended up working on a show called Loose Women for 3 years, which was interesting, and then things went from there. So that's pretty much me. And then I worked on a talk show called The Graham Norton Show, which was a late night talk show hosted by a guy called Graham Norton, who's very funny, and I did that for 5 series, and eventually became associate producer. And recently I've just made the move to Melbourne, Australia, which is nice, and I've been here 6 weeks, and I've just started a job, which I started 3 weeks ago, on Channel 7, doing a comedy pilot that can't be talked about because it's totally confidential, but hopefully it'll be funny, and I'm enjoying it at the moment, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and seeing some more of Australia when I'm not stuck in an office trying to think of funny things to do or say.